Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to the Ask Elle Show. This is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask Elle Relationship Talk Show. And we also have our co-host, co-co-host with the most,
Lenny
Matthews.
Hi. Welcome back.
Welcome back,
Thank
Lenny.
So we sure missed you.
Missed you.
I missed you.
So nice to be back. Have you back. Our number here, by the way, folks, we'd like to have you call in and share your thoughts with us. 530-605-4567. You can also text Elle if you don't want to talk on the phone, and that number is
707-499-8999.
We'll do better next time.
I have a team.
I lost my train of thought there. Or you can message us on Messenger too at Ask Elle Lenny Matthews, two T's, right?
Yep. Yeah.
And me, Ron Lim. And Tyler's going to tell us talk about our sponsor for us.
Well, our sponsor is K&S Staffing Solutions Incorporated. They're the source for your workforce. They have an office on Bocelli Lane here in Reading, and they offer individualized job placement services for both the employer and the employee. If you're looking for somebody that's going to match your skill set with a potential employer, K&S Staffing Solution is the place for you to go. Give them a call tomorrow morning at 530-605-4517, or if you're listening outside of Northern California, like Michael usually chimes in from Ohio, they actually do have one in Indiana, Florida, and in Reno, Nevada. Give them a call tomorrow morning, K&S Staffing Solutions, the source for your workforce.
All right. Excellent. Thank you, Tyler.
You're welcome. All right, so, Elle.
Yes.
What the hell are we talking about tonight?
We are going to be talking about narcissism.
Oh, that's a good topic.
It's a good topic. And, you know, in researching the topic for tonight, and, you know, you guys know that I like to focus on experts, people that are experts in particular fields, and highlight their work. They can do it better, say it better than what I can do. And as I was researching tonight's topic, I ran across the work of Richard Grannon. And I got to tell you, we're used to this cookie-cutter perspective on narcissism. And what I mean by that is you review narcissism as typically this person that you've met, and they've somehow cast a spell on you, love bombed you, and now you are prey to their tactics and their manipulation with just no conscientiousness around it. It just happened to you. I bumped into them. They just caught me in their spell. So it seems like a lot of the voices that are out there around narcissism, and it's getting quite loud, paint the person who has paired with a narcissist as just an unwitting victim. You just bumped into this person. You had no idea.
Hear that a lot.
What hit you? They just came out of the blue.
I had no idea that he was a narcissist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that may be true. It might not be that we consciously have an idea, but Richard Grannon's work just kind of was like a blowhorn in my ear. It sounded louder. It sounded different. Didn't hurt my ears, but it was something that made sense.
It stood out.
It did stand out.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to muddle through what he has to say, because he's the expert. There's no way I can go through everything that he talks about with narcissism, because he's huge. He's a guest speaker all over the world. He does stuff. But
that's awesome.
His stuff is fascinating. And so he basically what he does is he's getting us to rethink narcissistic manipulation. And the way he starts out, because what I did was went through his videos, sort of the introduction, and kind of going through it as you would go through, sort of learning his style. And he talks about, he does away with the term love bombing, which I loved. Oh my gosh, he's going to get rid of this term that we have all bought into. I want to know more. He's done away with the term love bombing, and he's called it love leveraging. They're not love bombing you. They are love leveraging you. And what's happened is when you meet up with a narcissist, you are both. You're not an innocent victim. You are a victim of sorts, but what happens is you're both buying into a fantasy. So the person who is the recipient of the narcissistic tactics has bought into the fantasy. And so that person isn't really living as an adult in an adult ego state. That person has a broken, fragile ego state that's full of its own needs and manipulation to get those needs met. And they'll maybe have not gone to counseling, have not done the work to figure out what it is they're bereft of that is allowing them to partner, go into this collaborative partnership with a narcissist, so that it's, you're not really a true victim. You have to understand what his point is recognizing what your part is, recognizing that this is a fantasy you co-created together, and the way out is to annihilate the fantasy and do away with it.
Interesting.
He uses the analogy of a cell. You know, cells in our body, they have a cell wall. That cell wall protects the cell from things permeating it, like, I don't
bad
know.
Things.
I'm not a biologist.
Bacteria, viruses.
Bad things. Typically, right? That's the cell's job. And what happens is we allow a breach in the wall of our cell by co-collaborating in this fantasy. And I'll try to explain that a little bit better. Of course, if you want to know more, go to Richard Grannon on TikTok and on YouTube. I found him on YouTube when I was looking at wanting to research for tonight's topic. And so what happens is we unwittingly create this breach and allow the narcissist in. And that often looks like, and I'll tell you what it looked like in my life, because I know I've dated a couple of them, and I believe I had a parent that was, I now believe that I had a parent that was a narcissist. And so my buy-in was that I hated confrontation. Just didn't want to have to do it. Well, confrontation was dangerous growing up. If I was confrontational growing up, it was very costly. You got the shut out. You're shut out. You might not be spoken to for days, weeks. That's traumatic to a child, to be shut out by a primary caregiver. You think you're going to die. So confrontation to me wasn't allowed, nor was having my own thoughts and my own feelings. That wasn't allowed. So my buy-in to a narcissistic relationship might be, I don't want confrontation, so I want someone to take care of me and make the decisions for me, so I don't have to make these hard decisions. And in trade-off, I'm going to go along, and I'm going to be submissive, and I'm going to buy into this person's line of whatever. And so there's the trade-off. There's the buy-in, and there's the co-creating of the fantasy. I mean, I'm not saying it quite as eloquent and...
But it's understandable. I love the layman way that you're
okay. Thank you. I just want to make sure I'm getting it across. And so, yeah, there's a buy-in. It's not like I was just hit over the head by this person that throws pixie dust at me in the form of words, and I'm unwittingly cast under their spell. There's a co-collaboration here. And so he talks about getting out of the framework of thinking, I'm the victim.
Yeah.
I was powerless. And getting into the framework of thinking, oh my goodness, what was in me that needed this buy-in? Because he talks about, I think now's a good time to take a break, and we'll cover this more when we come back.
All right.
Okay.
You're back. Yeah.
Thing he's fine. have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This road, I got my girl L. One time. Hey, yo, L, you know you got the lyrics.
Good evening and welcome back to the Ask L Show. This is L.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host to the show. And we also have with us our lovely co-host with the most, Coco Lady Matthews.
Good evening.
And we're back from our break.
Yay.
So before we move on anymore here, I want to give the phone number here for people to call in and share their thoughts with us, maybe share their stories, short stories. The number here is 530-605-4567. Or you can text L at this number.
707-499-8999.
Or you can message us on Messenger to Ask L, Lenny Matthews, Ron Lim. And Tyler back there, our producer, is going to tell us about our sponsor real quick.
K&S Staffing Solution is a source for your workforce. They have offices in California, Nevada, and they have in Florida and in Indiana. They are perfect place to individualize the talent level that you have and what you're seeking in terms of employment. K&S Staffing Solutions has a very navigable website. If you go to K&S Staffing Solutions, KSS4jobs.com, they will be able to direct you in any direction you need. Anything that you would like from a work source, K&S Staffing Solutions will have you covered. K&S Staffing Solutions is a source for your workforce, and we'd like to thank them for sponsoring this program.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Tyler. Okay, so before the break, we were talking about...
We are talking about narcissism, highlighting the work of Richard Grannon. And I also, because we're encouraging people to call in and text in, I want to read our text that we received during our commercial break. And Michael, know, our loyal listener in Ohio, the Michaels, he said... You just accurately hit the nail on the head. You totally explained it perfectly, really helped me understand why I was with who I was with for so long. So thank you for that, Michael. Hey, I wish I could take credit for
the,
it.
The $100 is in the mail, Michael.
And Don writes in and says, you have to take accountability for your part in order to move past it. That's a great point, Don, and we're going to get to that a little bit later on because that is what essentially where his work is headed to. It's
right.
How you take accountability for your part so you're not perpetually a victim.
Not just a victim.
Yeah.
Or so, repeat it and look for another
and
one.
And that too, Lenny. He talks about that. And hopefully we'll get through all of this tonight. And so... Richard Grannon has us rethinking narcissism. and manipulation, and I loved it. And some of that looks like understanding that there's a possibility that before you met this person, that there's something lacking in you or in us being that really needed to be resolved. So let me just say that again. There's something in us that's lacking. Before we meet with the narcissist, our buy-in is that, and I was talking about that in my own experience, our buy-in is something that is lacking in us, something that is needed in us, that we need to be resolved. And so you enter into this relationship over-romanticizing and over-idealizing what it's going to be, because what happens is, using the analogy of the cell, when we show what it is that we need, we're needing something that's not resolved, we kind of bleed that need out, right? We walk around letting our needs go before us. You can see it coming. You can see somebody with a need, if you have an eye for it.
Mm-hmm.
The narcissist does.
Yeah, he's good.
And then the narcissist isn't love bombing. The narcissist is love leveraging. Yeah. So they're not going around sprinkling you with a potion to reel you in. They're paying very careful attention. They're predatory for what it is that you need that they can capitalize on. And they're also typically looking for that person that's broken and isn't healed.
I was just going to say, perfect candidate for attracting a narcissist is someone with low self-esteem, or they're pretty broken in some way, and they're needy.
So there's some,
and the narcissist can read that.
Mm-hmm.
They feel it, they smell it, and they see where you're needy, and they play and prey on that.
They leverage that need.
Yes.
They leverage that need.
Absolutely.
So somebody that would have met me, you know, say in my 20s, and it did happen in my 20s, before I started to change my lens and go, wait a minute, I need to think differently about who I'm picking.
Yeah.
And start to look at, okay, what do people that have healthy relationships, what do they look like?
Mm-hmm.
And still, I mean, I still had a long ways to go. But that need of not wanting confrontation, not wanting to have to be put in a position to confront, means that I'm going to probably, and I did, buy into somebody very controlling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to let them control. They're going to make the decisions. I admire and look up to them enough. I trust them. But then my life was no longer my life. Once they penetrated that cell wall, I was just inundated with their beliefs, their ideas, their, you like red, I like red. And how dare I not?
Right.
That kind of inundation. And so what Richard Grannon is saying is that we are part, even before we get into a relationship, if we are able to recognize our own needs and our own deficits, our own weaknesses, we have to learn to individuate. So we have to learn who we are as individuals. That's really hard for somebody who's been, what do they call it, enmeshed. Maybe growing up, you are enmeshed with your parent. Your parent is a narcissist. They have made you responsible for all their emotional needs. You're enmeshed. You want to break away. So you have to learn how to individuate, grow up, take on your own responsibilities. And this is the part that is scary. Because it's scary, we sell ourselves out. It was terrifying for me to learn how to have my voice and to speak up and to speak out and to recognize the manipulation tactics that may be used against me and hold my ground. Terrifying.
You know, I was lacking in self-esteem and wanting to be loved. So it wasn't something that I realized for years was just that I just wanted to be loved, wanted to be taken care of and loved. And I didn't get that for the longest time.
So somehow you had some concept in your mind of what that looked like, and your buy-in is
Story
somebody
book.
That painted that picture for you. Mm-hmm. That was your buy-in.
Exactly.
And you sold your soul to that devilish fantasy that you co-created.
But
it is how he would look at it.
But I didn't learn. It wasn't growing up for me or taking on my responsibilities. I wasn't aware of it. I wasn't aware of the thing that made me go into a narcissistic relationship with one and then feed him. I had no idea.
That's the hard part when we're young.
Took me years.
We're living in somebody else's reality when we're young. If we were raised in a dysfunctional situation, Ron, we know you were not.
Fortunately, no.
Right. You're so even keeled. And I would say the picture of normal. Ron
pretty. There's a lot of people that wouldn't agree with you, I think.
Stop being modest. So, but for Lenny and I, you know, we were raised in situations where there was a lot of fear, and some of the tactics used by narcissistic manipulation, we're going to go into that, is some of the games that a narcissist will play. So here you are, you find yourself unwittingly in a relationship because it feels like what happens is, so I've heard, and looking back, I'm going to say, yeah, that was the case. But I was young. I was 17. I just felt like, oh, my goodness, this person's going to run my life and make it amazing. And he came from a very powerful Italian family, very wealthy, powerful Italian family. I was like, okay, well, whatever you say. But as we grow older and start to realize something's not right, and we are now unwittingly in this situation with somebody, and we just know we feel crazy. We don't feel good inside. We are afraid to have feelings. We're afraid to speak up. We're afraid, whatever it is that we're afraid of. So the narcissist uses certain manipulation. Now that you're in this agreement, you're in this co-collaboration, there are certain tactics that are almost universal. They you can almost guarantee that these are narcissistic tactics. I'm having a hard time saying that. Narcissistic tactics that you can count on. And one of the games that the narcissist is going to want to play to control your mind, and we're really speaking to people right now who may be in a narcissistic relationship or maybe have come out of one, and you want to understand what the heck happened. You got out of it because you knew it was going to kill you if you stayed in it. And now you're on the other side of it, but you still can't break away. There's a not being able to break away from it, even though you're out of it. So one of the tactics that they use, one of the games, he calls them games, that they want to play to control your mind and manipulate your emotions, and that's what it's all about.
Where are they? I got to hear.
We're listening.
Am I taking too long?
Yes.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
Me too.
Pretending not to understand. That's one of the tactics.
Oh, my gosh, that made me so nuts.
So pretending not to understand. So what that might look like, and I ran across this a couple times today, is that I don't know what you're talking about. And because I had exposure to Grannon's work, I was able to say, stop playing stupid. You're not stupid. Stop playing stupid.
Right,
you're
on.
A grown man. You know, and it was a situation, not a person, not somebody I'm in a personal relationship with.
Right.
It was a business situation that the person was playing dumb. And I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't know that wasn't okay. And I said, you absolutely right now are playing dumb. Because if I played this scenario out in a movie screen, you'd be able to pick out exactly what that person had done wrong. So stop it. And now's a good time for you to grow up. So it was very effective. It stopped that right in its tracks. Well, it took me a long time to be able to have that kind of voice.
Sure.
So we're going to take a break now. And when we come back, I will not hold you in suspense for too long and get on to the other tactic.
Oh, good. I'm dying over here.
All right.
We'll be right back
in a couple.
Take a break.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Reading, at Reading Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Reading Regional Airport.
Good evening and welcome to the Ask Elle Show. This is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask Elle Show, talking about relationships. And we also have our other co-host with the most, Coco Lenny Matthews.
Good evening.
Hi there again. We're back from our break. Our phone number here, folks, is 530-605-4567. Please give us a call and share your story, your thoughts with us. And or if you don't want to call and talk on the phone, you can text Elle at
707-499-8999.
Or you can text us or message us on Messenger at Ask Elle, Lenny Matthews, and me, Ron Lim. And Tyler, would you tell us about our sponsor, please?
Absolutely. I'll do it a little bit smoother this time.
You're doing great.
No, I know.
Thank you.
KNS Staffing Solution is the source for your workforce with offices in Northern California on Bocelli Lane, Nevada, Florida, and in Indiana. They are the perfect place for employers seeking employment and employers seeking employees. They will offer individualized attention, making sure that your know-how and your work ethic will be put to good use. If you go to their website, kss4jobs.com, they have easy-to-navigate tabs offering listings in Northern California, for example. Here in Northern California, they have openings for bookkeepers, medical assistants, billing specialists, warehouse production, coding specialists, restoration, cleanup, and general labor. And that's just the first five on the page in Redding, California. Give them a call tomorrow morning. KNS Staffing Solutions is the source for your workforce, 530-605-4517.
All right.
Thank you.
Smooth as a baby's bottom.
Good job.
Baby's bottom.
Okay, so before the break, we were talking about, in fact, me and Lenny are sitting here on the edge of our seats, still waiting.
Yes. I will try to get through these without keeping you on the edge of your seat too long. We were talking about some of the ways that narcissists manipulate your emotions and the situation. The first one that we mentioned was pretending not to understand. Man, you lit up like a Christmas tree, Lenny.
Yeah.
You just got that. And, man, it's nice to have clarity put on these, because now that we got clarity and you see it happening, you can identify it and then not buy in. The second one that they use is deflect and attack. And, again, this is a...
Throw you off.
Yes, and it's a little bit challenging to navigate, but stick to the topic. Deflect and attack. So they're attacking you because you've called them out, and the narcissist is never going to be responsible for what they're doing, what they're thinking. In fact, their whole MO is to keep you unsteady and in emotional anguish. So this is really a good way to try to put, this is a good time to try to put the focus back on them. And a situation that I had happen like that was, I was questioning somebody about a particular business situation. That person didn't like being called out on that and started bringing up all other kinds of situations. In that moment, I knew. There's this saying, if you throw a stick into a pack of dogs, the one that yelps is the one that got hit. And so when they start yelping and deflecting away from that, then I knew, oh, I'm onto the problem. So I was able to just keep bringing it back to the problem. We're not talking about that. We're talking about this. Let's talk about this. Where's the answer to this?
Yeah, you have to bring the focus back into the moment. You can't be bringing up old stuff over and over and over. And they like to do that. They like to take the limelight off of themselves and put some of it back on you.
Always going to take the limelight. There's no accountability.
So, uh-uh,
and
ever.
We have to understand somebody that is a narcissist has come from such a traumatic background. And Richard Grannon refers to it as splitting. So you have... Typically, often what happens is you have one person, one parent, or one primary caregiver that absolutely shames you and treats you and leads you to believe that you're nothing, you're valueless, you have nothing to offer, you're a nobody, you have no meaning. The other caregiver may say, oh, you're wonderful, you're amazing, and so you have this splitting. One person thinks that, oh, you're amazing, the other person thinks that you're absolutely nothing. Which one do you believe? If you believe the person that is telling you you're worthless over the person that is telling you you're wonderful, you want to believe that one, but your internal belief system is that you're worthless. And so there's this splitting that happens where they're looking for that validation, I'm wonderful. But then there's also that other part of them, I'm worthless. So he refers to it as a splitting, and they're always fighting that narrative inside themselves. Therefore, they can never be wrong. There can never be anything wrong with them. They want to silence that belief system that lives. So then what you get, when you get the deflect and attack, and they're putting the focus, they're deflecting and turning the focus away from the problem and onto something else, what happens oftentimes is what's called reactive abuse. So you say, Lenny, you brought up actually a really good example of it during, I don't know if it's okay for me to bring it out, but an example would be you catch them cheating. There's proof. You've caught them cheating. Listen, I've caught you cheating. The proof is here. They're going to say you're crazy. You've lost your mind. I haven't lost my mind. I've got the proof right here. And then the reactive abuse is, oh, look at the way you're acting. You're crazy. Mm-hmm. See, you're proving my point. You've lost your mind. What is wrong with you? Something's wrong with you. You have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reactive abuse. So now it becomes, the focus becomes your reaction and you're crazy. And then the person that's a recipient of this abuse begins to believe it because it happens so often. They're wondering, maybe I am.
Well, you know, it's interesting because during that moment, he did about four of these that you have listed in what narcissists do, and he did it all in one event. Mm-hmm. He did the reactive abuse, the deny.
Which we'll get into.
The reframing and and the gaslighting on top of all of it. So, of course, I'm going to let you go through it, but it was... We never did talk about the cheating. What we talked about was me sneaking snooping to find out he was cheating. We never got to the cheating part. It was me being,
crazy.
And I got punished for snooping, so I had all the keys taken from me, and the mail went to the post office instead of my post office box.
And so what's happening in this scenario is that, of course, he's doing the deflecting and the attacking, but now what he's done is your buy-in is your insecurity and your low self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
He leveraged that mm-hmm. so that now he can manipulate you at the level of guilt and shame mm-hmm. because you're actually a conscientious person.
Yeah.
But because you have low self-esteem and naturally you know on an intuitive level that snooping and looking at people's stuff isn't okay. So he has just leveraged that part of you that's a decent human being and made it about that.
Mm-hmm. Because, but I knew that he wasn't being faithful. And so I had to find out what was happening in my life. But you're right. Snooping and going through people's stuff isn't okay. And it wasn't the way I was raised. And I hated doing it.
So he went after your guilt and shame.
Absolutely.
Took your keys away from you, punished
yep.
you,
yep.
and then thereby is the control and the manipulation and mm-hmm. then more degradation of your self-esteem.
Exactly.
And so I think shining light on Richard Grandin's thinking about this is that buy-in. We have to stop thinking of ourselves as the victim. You were victimized, but the buy-in is if we can focus, the healing is going to be in, oh my goodness, my part in this fantasy is that I had insecurities that I never dealt with. I didn't go to the counselor. I came in with this breach in my cell wall. I allowed him to come in. We created this fantasy agreement. It's not real. None of it's real. And so your part is hard. The part ahead for those who've been in these narcissistic relationships is hard. The road work is hard. I just love your input on this, and I appreciate you sharing your stories.
Oh, absolutely.
Lenny. The next tactic is, and again, you know, Lenny, you made a good point. These overlap. It's not like you're going to do this one or this one or
right.
this one. They overlap. They intertwine. They integrate to each other. Mm-hmm. It's a frontal assault
yes.
of tactics or manipulation.
Sounds like your ex did them all at one.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. I got all mm-hmm. of them launched
yeah.
at once.
I want to share. The next one that we're going to talk about is deny, deny, deny. And for those of you listening, if you've been in a situation with a narcissist or you're out of it or you're in it, you're familiar with this, deny, deny, deny. And I remember it was a new relationship. I got out of it pretty quickly because I saw this person that was lying to me. They supposedly didn't use any substances, and then their behavior one night was inexplicable to being clean. And so I brought it up and said, yeah, what was going on? Because what I'm seeing in you is I'm seeing something that doesn't look like sobriety to me. That looks like somebody that's under the influence. And the deny was, you've lost your mind. There's something wrong with you. A lot of cuss words. Get out. F off. It was just the snowball of deflect and deny. And I thought, oh, I'll go all right.
Yeah. And you
we're
know
not going to have a discussion about this. I'm out.
That's a typical reaction with an addict anyway. But it's
yes. Addiction models
narcissism.
Perfect. It is.
Yeah. Yes.
And so is the person really a narcissist or are they under the influence of substances?
Hard to know.
It looks the same.
Yes.
It looks the same. But what's at the person's core? If they're under the influence, it's going to be the outcome's going to be the same.
Yeah.
Denial, deflect.
Yes.
That person's not going to be present. Everything's going to be your fault because it's all about protecting
yes.
the ability to continue using. Don't interfere.
That's correct.
So the deny, deny is going to look like, oh, I didn't say that. That didn't happen. You've lost your mind. You heard me wrong. You saw that wrong. I didn't mean it. You misinterpreted it. You didn't listen to what I was really saying. That's the deny part. That's what that
it's
looks
like. It's you.
Yes. The next one that the narcissist used that he talks about is called psychic reading. I hadn't heard this one before, and I liked
psychic
it.
Reading.
I liked it because I got it. The explanation for that is that they're going to tell you what you think.
Oh.
They're going to tell you what you do and what you don't do. They're going to tell you what you know. Oh, you don't really think that. Oh, you don't really believe that. Oh, you know you don't really want that. Oh, that's silly. Oh, you're behaving. Oh, you don't really feel that way. They're psychic. They're mind readers. They're going to tell you exactly who you are and manipulate you. So what that does is that's binding you to their reality. And so I think Right now, we'll take a break.
Okay.
And come back to this after the break.
Interesting stuff.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 25th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 9th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you would like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350. That's 530-526-8350. Or online at nwtf.org/event. Sponsored by Johnny Morris Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, Benelli, Voigt Harness Company, La Crosse, Sportsman's Guide, and Tacticam.
Good evening and welcome back to the Ask Gail Show. This is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask Gail Show. And we also have our co-host with the most, Coconut, Lenny Matthews.
Coconut.
I just had to throw that in.
Love it.
That's
I love
cute.
It.
Thank you.
I think we should keep that.
Coconut. Coconut. Our number here, for those of you that are listening, is 530-605-4567. We'd like to hear from you. Call in. You have to share. You want to share your thoughts with us, or even your stories. And if you don't want to talk on the phone, you can text Al at this number
707-499-8999.
Or you can message us on Messenger. Ask Al, Lenny Matthew, and Ron Lim. Tyler, you want to tell us about our sponsor?
I'm chomping at the bit here. Let's do it. No, K&S Staffing Solution is the source for your workforce. They have offices in Northern California and across the country. They have a wide variety of positions open currently. They have an office here on Bocelli Lane, and they can put together any kind of resume that you have. They can find you the right employer for your needs. They have jobs listed right now: coding specialist, restoration cleanup, ranch manager. I mean, this is a wide variety of positions available. So give them a call tomorrow morning. K&S Staffing Solution is a source for your workforce. Give them a call at 530-605-4517. And thank you for sponsoring the Ask L program.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Tyler, and thank you, K&S. All right, so before the break, we were finally getting our answer, me and Lenny, to the five things.
Yes, so, the tactics that narcissists use. So the last one is reframing. The reframing is you have evidence against the narcissist. You've got the proof. They're cornered, and they're going to say, oh, this isn't really about this. This is about something else. And they will dig up something that you have confided in them. They know personal information. They will make you feel safe confiding in them. They're building their arsenal of of weapons to use against you. So they're going to reframe it. Oh, this isn't really about this. This is about that time that you did this. This is about your mom. This is about your dad. I know what happened. You're really insecure about this. And so this is all about your insecurity. And now
why are you trying to put this on me? This doesn't have anything to do with me. Mm-hmm. This is all you.
So it's a trigger.
Yeah. That's exactly what they're trying to do. They're trying to pick your triggers. Mm-hmm. They're trying to trigger your triggers. Trying to snap the mouse trigger.
Yeah, and
it's
for
a trigger,
me,
a bullet, and a gun is what
for
it is.
Me, it just,
love it.
It just beat me down to the point where I walked out thinking, why would I even think I was right? Why would I even bring that up?
You question your own reality.
What's wrong with me? Well, I questioned my heart, my... I questioned my very being, who I was, my decision making, my thought process, everything. Mm-hmm. I didn't trust me at all.
The way out of that, and you bring up a good point, because the way out of that is you have to get back to yourself, Grannon says. And I hope to get to that. I'm going to go through, we're going to talk a little bit about what you can do to break away from this narcissistic entanglement, because what they've done is they've colonized your brain. They've colonized your nervous system. They've colonized your body. Your body is now in a reactive state of trauma, and everything in you responds to
brainwashing
them. Brainwashing, yes. There's a really good book called The Body Keeps Score, and that talks about how trauma lives in our body and lives in our nervous system. So it's not an easy thing to do. It does take work, but it can't be done. The narcissistic relationship, it does seem like it's all about the narcissist, but it's really not. It's about the recipient. The narcissistic relationship is all about the recipient, and it's about the recipient's emotional responses. And the goal and aim of the narcissist isn't to destroy you and have you completely, utterly destroyed. They want to keep you alive, to keep playing with you, so it's about recreating anguish in you. They want to recreate anguish in you to the point where you just give up and quit and leave the fight. And then they've won, according to Grannon. Does that resonate with you, Lenny? I can't tell by the look on your face. You have
something clicking.
I got lost in that because he never was finished with me. But I went in a strong woman. And always have been, but he beat me to the point where he wanted me was, so he could mold me like a Gumby. And
and
basically I did. And once I did that, he dragged me around, because he was doing me a favor by keeping me around. It's the way he made me feel.
So he reduced you to the point
bread
where,
and water and a pallet to sleep on. You know what I'm saying?
That's.
I didn't get that. Could you try again?
Oh, I didn't get that.
Bread and water and a pallet to sleep on.
Man, Siri even had to talk about this episode, man.
Siri responded to your voice. That's my
funny.
Phone.
That is funny.
Apparently you can get in phone, Lenny.
That was funny.
Yeah, we're not going to edit that out.
My goodness. God, so the narcissistic relationship, it's about anguish and exasperation, and that's what happens. You get exasperated. They don't want to let you go entirely, and that's the control. That's the control. So what I want to get into in the next few minutes that we have are what are some of the ways that we can deal with these games that the narcissist. So these are the games that they play on us to emotionally, mentally manipulate us that we've bought into. Again, it's really important to remember that in some way you had some part of buying into the situation that you're in. So,
well, first of all, how do we even know that we need to get out of something if they've got us so brainwashed?
You're miserable. You cry all the time. You have no personal power. You are afraid all the time. You know.
The strongest, you know. The strongest drive we have is to survive. And you know when you get to a point that you have to survive. I've got to get out of this in order to survive. Some people don't. Some people will take their own lives. They get so so full of anguish and so exasperated and so full of despair that they will end it because they can't see a way out of it. But we do have that drive to survive, and that drive to survive, we know we've got to get out. Any of us that have been in that relationship, no, we just know. We recognize it. So here's the thing, the first thing that you do, you have to abandon sincere, because not everybody can stop communicating with the narcissist. Maybe they share custody. Maybe there are things that keep them that where they have to stay in a relationship. That is hard. So you have to abandon. I love this. It's a step that's doable. You abandon sincere communication. So when you're dealing with a terminally insincere person, abandon any need to have sincere communication. They are not interested in anything about you except the emotional reaction they're going to create in you. They're interested in the desperation they're going to create in you because they want to control you. So don't worry about sincere communication. You don't have to tell them you're sad or how they made you feel. Mm-hmm. In fact, don't give them that. Mm-hmm. So abandon sincere communication. Don't tell them how you're really feeling and how you're really doing. That. The next one is reduce your emotional reactivity to the person. The way you do that, this is the tough one.
Give up hope. Give it up.
Give up the hope. Yep. You have created a fantasy. You have co-created this fantasy with this person. At some point, you sold your soul to the devil.
Let it go.
Yes. Give up hope. Do yourself a favor. Begin the grieving process and realize this is not real. This never was real. It's never going to be what I bought into. Give up hope. One day you're hoping this is what it looks like. You're hoping they're going to show up. Oh, one day I hope they're going to be a good dad. One day I hope they're going to be a good husband. Because at one time they were, and they fooled us. They leveraged that need in us. They're not going to. Give up the hope.
And
give
get
up the
counseling.
Dream. Yes. And the next one is wind down in this process. So he describes it as the gray rock. I hadn't heard that term before. So it's be a gray rock. So you give as few responses as you need to.
Neutral.
Yeah. Use fewer words. Spend less time. Anything that you say and do is going to be used against you. Reduce it. I liken it to reducing the noise. If you're a gray rock, a gray rock gives you nothing. It gives you no color. Mm-hmm. It gives you no feelings. It gives you nothing. So give nothing. Reduce it to the very minimal that you have to reduce it to. And here's what I want to talk about, what, you know, kind of what you said, Lenny, is you have to come back to you. So who were you before they broke through? Before you breached that cell, we breached our own cell. We let them in, and then pretty soon they invade it, and it's cancerous.
I lost me. So, I didn't know who I was, so I had to go to counseling, get some serious work.
Yes, and that's the way is getting into counseling and beginning to do on this work. I mean, you're not going to get it. You may get it. He actually offers courses that you can invest in to help you go through this work if you want to look them up. So come back to you. And he talks about why it's so hard to give up on them. Why is it so hard? Now, this is an interesting concept. Part of the reason why it's so hard is what we've been talking about is you've idealized something together. You've bought in it together. So once you've gotten into the narcissistic relationship and those boundaries have been broken, then the narcissist is taking his supply from you. So he's in that cell. What's keeping them alive is everything that's in that cell that's pouring out of you, they're taking from you. And so your adulation, your submission, your idealization, you've put that person on a pedestal. They've put you on a pedestal. That doesn't last. And it feels like, this is an interesting point. I hope I can explain it the way that he meant it. So what it feels like to us is it feels like we're abandoning them. We have that guilt and shame. It doesn't feel right for us to abandon somebody. We're decent human beings. It doesn't feel right. We have to abandon them. We have to go through that process as I'm going to abandon you. I'm basically killing you. I'm killing off the cancer cell. I'm killing it off. I'm going to just get rid of that whole fantasy that we created in that cell. And I'm killing it off. And that abandonment feels horrible to us.
Yeah.
So we don't want to do it.
And because then it also, we're not the kind of people that do abandon.
I have a friend that's,
we have empathy. We aren't those kind of people.
I have a friend going through the very same thing.
Yeah.
So you have to say, I can't use the word abandonment. I have to say, I'm leaving you because I need to heal. This is what's good for me.
Well, it's whatever it takes for you.
Yeah.
You know, I'm killing off the self. For me, the visualization of this is a cell. I opened it up. I let that cancer cell in. Now it's cancerous. There is no reality. There is no dream in it anymore. I'm killing it off.
Right.
I have to kill it off. It hurts to do it. Chemo hurts.
Right.
Well, with that, we have to end. Our time is out.
Maybe we should